Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 10th through 12th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and trick riding shows with Melissa Navarre and company. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours are 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Cattle producers, with a high price of stockers, why risk poor performance once they get on wheat pasture? Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick's supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. We're almost to the end of our weekly crop weather updates that are put out by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Ag Statistics Service, or NAS. It looks like that as we come down to the end of the growing season, our winter wheat crop is, for the most part, in decent shape. 52% of the Texas crop rated in good to excellent shape, 47% of both the Oklahoma crop and the Kansas hard red winter wheat crops are both rated in the good to excellent categories. Haven't really changed all that much over the last several weeks as we head toward the dormancy of the winter season. As we approach this Thanksgiving holiday, one farmer recently honored by the Oklahoma Farm Bureau wants consumers to understand that he and other farmers are doing a good job in producing the food that you enjoy sustainably and responsibly. Matt Muller, along with his wife Kelly, named the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Farm Family of the Year earlier this month. And Muller says he understands that this honor gives him a bully pulpit, if you please, to talk about how food is raised to consumers.
We hope so. We want to get the message out that people in agriculture care. They oftentimes want the next generation to be farming, and if for that to happen, we have to make sure we take care of natural resources and the environment, because we know that affects everybody, and we are the greatest caretakers of that, and we take that position seriously, and we want to pass that passion on to our children.
Matt Muller, farmer from southwestern Oklahoma. With the election of a new president in Argentina in recent days, we could see more agricultural products being dumped into the worldwide marketplace from Argentina as a result. Mauricio Macri is the new president of Argentina. He promised during the campaign that he would help farmers by lifting export taxes on their grains that they are currently have in storage, have not sold because of those export taxes. Global supplies of wheat, corn, and soybeans could rise with the additional supplies coming in from the South American nation. Export taxes and currency controls were protested by farmers, leading to the storage about one-third of the nation's recent record soybean harvest, about 22 million metric tons worth. Macri is considering a 90-day window of no export taxes on soybeans in a bid to spur sales from stockpiled crops from his nation. The country has shipped $17.6 billion worth of grains and oilseeds abroad so far this year, the lowest for the period since 2009. And as a result, the hope is they'll be selling a whole lot more, and that'll put some immediate global pressure on prices potentially if that does occur. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 34th annual Oklahoma Select Bull and Female Sale and Super Bull competition. It's Saturday, December 5th at noon at Atoka Livestock Auction in Atoka, Oklahoma. The sale will feature 80 breeding-age bulls plus a few select females, limousine and limb flex. For more information and sale day phone, call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. Or view the catalog at www.americancattleservices.com.
That's your farm news. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.